you so much once again. Please feel free to go and get lunch and another film to go to. Thank you again for staying. This chunk of the story in particular reminds me how much we, John, my producer, who's in the back there, thank you, John, and I, and relied on the kindness of others. Manny Call, wonderful Indian man here, who, you know, who made Muski Roti, he just helped us so much in India. He would call people and help us so much. Manny Call died a few months ago of cancer, so I'd love to dedicate the screening that we've just seen to him. Buck Henry, who's in this picture, you know Buck Henry, the great satirist who wrote Graduate, he helped us so much. And I was thinking about this. The biggest debate we had in the edit suite was not what does Bergman mean or what does Antonio only mean. It was, you know, Buck Henry's got a plastic baby.
Yeah.
Should I say this is a plastic baby or not? You know, will it freak people out? Will the child protection officers come after us? Do they think it's a real baby? So that was, so as usual, questions, comments, or any old thing you want to say? Yes.
I really appreciate the fact that you draw connections between one filmmaker and another influence, you know, like Bubbles.
Bubbles.
And I appreciate your thoughts on two things that popped into my mind today. One was your pocket scene where the first was being cast off. I immediately thought of Polanski's The Ghostwriter.
Yes. Yes, I mean, Polanski likes Bresson, but isn't a huge fan of Bresson. Polanski sees himself as a little bit more of a Baroque filmmaker than Bresson. You know, that ultra-pared down style that Bresson has, you know, the repeated takes. Whereas Polanski loves, like, the ending of... Have you ever seen Polanski's film, The Tenant? There's an ending where Polanski's dressed as a woman, he's climbing a stair, he falls down. So he loves a bit more excess than Bresson, but there's certainly a closeness there.
It's four times as long as well.
Four times
as
long.
The other one was I Am Cuba.
Yes.
That huge tracking shot.
Yes.
Of the Russian art.
Russian art. Funny you mentioned Russian art. For those of you who haven't seen Russian art, basically this film sort of ends with Russian art.
Uh-huh.
And so if you can bear to stay with us for two more days, you'll see Sokurov talking beautifully and movingly about Russian art. Yeah, and that, I mean, it's funny that this is that very last bit on Cuba alone, but the second cut was 82 minutes, and we had to get it down to 40 minutes. Painful stuff. Yes?
At the end of the film, it becomes clear why you now have a few sessions, somebody write the name on the...
No, it's more just like the idea of the signature. Filmmakers have a signature, you know, a sort of handwriting, a language almost, you know, and so some people, and then we started to work so fast that we ran out of time to get the signatures, but I like the idea of people just sort of almost signing in, like a visitor book, and coming in for a little bit, that's it. Yes?
I'm wondering which decade you love most as just...
Next bit is me, you know, I started with Star Wars onwards, you know, so once when it gets to there, I can remember my boyhood self getting all excited, you know. So you could argue that, you know. I think that more objectively, as a film historian, I wonder, is this a surprising answer? I think the 1990s are the best period of film history, more even than the 20s. Most people would argue the 20s or the 60s. I personally think the 90s are the best, partly because the whole world was making movies then, so it's more of a plurality, more of a rich tower of Babel of voices, but also the quality of the work. By that stage, cinema had become more democratic. Mm-hmm. It wasn't only for rich people or people whose dad was in the film industry. You know, everybody had a chance. Therefore, it was more of a meritocratic form. You know, you've got Kretny, one of my favourite filmmakers, etc. You know, you've got the great European work, etc. And also the Thai directors, etc. So probably, if I had to guess, I would say the 90s, which is also a way of saying to those people who think that cinema is dying, you know, that the tube of toothpaste is squeezed dry, you know, I think that's a way of saying, actually, no, it isn't. Other comments or questions? Right.
Well, first of all, I would just congratulate you on a mammoth undertaking, which is so admirable.
Thank you.
So fantastic. But I was just wondering, this is such a great... this is such a great document that you've created here, and this is my first screening today.
Sure, thank you for joining. going halfway through.
Fantastic. In fact, I'm hoping to come on Saturday for the marathon. And drag other people.
Smuggle in pizza.
So forgive me if you've already addressed this, but it just seems that this is crying out to be released on DVD as a collection. Now, you know, distribution is a funny business, and do you already have film distribution?
We have. You're exactly right. I mean, I think this feels like a DVD box set, doesn't it? Something that people can watch in their own time, in their own home. It's lovely that you're all sitting for 3 hours, but that's maybe a bit too long. So
everybody deserves to have it.
Yeah, so that'd be very nice. We have, this is so new, this is like, we finished it a few weeks ago. John, my producer, can maybe answer this question there, but we have a sales agent, and we're getting very nice responses so far, not only from individual cinemas who want to show it, but from countries. And
so Canada was